Florida could become the home of the largest mall in the U.S. Miami-Dade County Commissioners have approved plans for American Dream Miami. It may be the most expensive mall ever built, with an estimated cost of $4 billion. On site, there will be 2,000 hotel rooms, an indoor ski slope and a water park. Doug Hanks of the Miami Herald has been following this story. Hi, Doug. This sounds like a mall for people who don't like shopping much.
Well, it's got a lot of shopping, so the developer definitely needs people who love to shop to go there to make their money. But there's a lot of options that aren't shopping, including, I mean, such a long list, but there's submarine rides.
No way.
In an artificial lake, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, this is all in the plans. An artificial beach. This is in Miami, you know, great beach town, but you can also go west into the suburbs and get on a beach inside a mall as well, if you want to. And I'm sure a lot of people will want to.
So this project was conceived some while ago before people started to shop more online. So what is the attraction for something that's going to cost so much money and take so long to finish?
Well, that's been a big question. Is this a bold business plan of another era with Amazon looming over every bricks and mortar retailer? It is worth noting, though, that Miami retail is considered a bright spot because we have so many foreign shoppers from Latin America. One of our biggest malls, in fact, our biggest mall right now, the Aventura Mall, is doing a big expansion. And you just see millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars churn through these stores because of people who arrive from Latin America with empty suitcases, fly back with them full.
Doug, any objections?
Oh, gosh, so many objections. This is a, I call it a retail theme park that would be built at the very edge of the suburbs on just the eastern side of what's called the urban development boundary, which is sacrosanct to environmentalists and smart growth advocates in Miami who just don't want sprawl getting closer and closer to the Everglades. And here we have the largest project in Miami-Dade County history, going right on the edge in an area that right now is just sort of wetlands and undeveloped, and there's nothing there. It'll be wedged between two major highways. Traffic is already a total disaster out there, and they're predicting, critics are saying it's going to get a lot worse once this number one tourist destination goes up.
What's the earliest, Doug, that people can expect to go shopping, to go in a submarine, to go on a fake beach?
Well, I think the start of the next decade was the optimistic projections. But I mean, even on the regulatory side, they have a ways to go, and you have to get the financing for this. So we'll see. I mean, they cleared a major political hurdle by having the local elected officials endorse it. We'll see what comes next.
Doug Hanks, the Miami Herald. Thanks for being on Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.